continue. Rav Enizal started off in this Torah discussing, he's basing this Torah on the incident that took place with Eliyahu Navi right before his passing, that his Talmud Elisha Navi asked him for double his power. And Eliyahu Navi answered him, if you'll see me taken from you, then you'll know that you received double my power. And he gave it to him. We explained what the double of power was. We had a whole long arichas about that. And then Rav Enizal went in to discuss the fact that it's conceivable for a Talmud to be greater than his Rebbe, with the understanding that it's only with the koyach of the Rebbe. And Rav Enizal explained that it's brought in the Zohar Kodesh that the tzaddik has beis ruchos, a ruach de lasato and a ruach de la'elo, a ruach below and a ruach above, and which means two types of chiyus. The one from above is certainly much greater than the one from below. And Rav Enizal mentioned the fact that there are talmidim who are attached to the tzaddik are like branches on a tree. Those who are further are like leaves on the branches. And Rav Enizal explained that there are many different levels in this. And Rav Enizal mentioned the fact that when a tzaddik passes away, at the time of his passing, he achieves a much greater hasagah than he achieved throughout his lifetime. And he brought the example of Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoyzal, that right before his istalkus, he revealed the Idra Zuta, which was the greatest revelation of all time that Rabbi Shimon Yechoyzal had ever made. Also, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and many other tzaddikim, their greatest revelations were right at the time of their histalkus. This was the introductory paragraph to this whole Torah. By the way, it pays to review. Rabbi Avram Rabbi Nachman Zal, the Bir Likutim Zal, writes a general rule that should be known throughout the Likutim Ran, although for ones on our level, it's not that easy to see this. But if he says it, you know it's a fact. That Rabbi Nizal's style, I'm almost sure it's brought by the Bir Likutim Zal, not by Rabbi Nosson Zal. There's a slight chance that it might be brought by Rabbi Nosson Zal, I don't remember. That Rabbi Nizal's style in the Likutim Ran was that the opening paragraph, the first paragraph, always contains in it the content of the whole Torah. Rabbi Nizal presents the whole Torah in summary form, and then he goes and breaks it out into its individual passages, explaining each item separately, one by one. So this paragraph that we just had is Kelo, the whole Torah. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to go into clear detail, explaining very much in depth the concept of a Rebbe with Talmidim. Listen very carefully, and if possible, no interruptions till we get to the end of a paragraph. Rabbi Nizal says, Veda, and you should know, Shezehu al Yidei, how is it possible? In other words, why is it that a tzaddik, right at the time of his istalkus, receives this super high hasoga? Veda, Shezehu al Yidei, Shebishas histalkus, at the time that a tzaddik is about to pass away, O Azai, Yoyred, Ubo Lamato, Bechinas, Haruach, Vahachius, de la'elo. The Ruach de la'elo, which Rabbi Nizal is referring to as a Chius de la'elo. Note the pasuk said, "Vayihi Adam lenefesh chaya leruach memalala." That term chiyus and ruach go together. So at the time of the istalkus of a tzaddik, this ruach de la'eva comes down. Va'azay nizchabkin v'nisachtin yachad haruach de la'sato im haruach de la'eva. The upper ruach and the lower ruach become united, become joined. Ki be'emes, because in truth, shnehem echod, they are actually one. They are actually one unit. They were separated when the tzaddik was sent down to earth. Now they come together. V'tekev kishenizgalin ze lo ze, nisachdin ma'oid ba'achdus godel. And as soon as these two become visible to each other, these two ruchos of the tzaddik, the upper ruach and the lower ruach, as soon as they see each other, they unite in a fantastic type of achdus. And because of the fact that the upper ruach cannot stay in this world, it's impossible, it's out of place in this world, because its nature cannot stand olam hazeh at all, it's impossible for it to stand olam hazeh. Alkein nistalek le'elo. Therefore, the upper ruach strives to rise up to heaven again. Vaydeze nistalek hatzadik. This is what causes the tzadik to be nistalek. Why? Ki kishen nistalek lemalo horuach hanal. When this upper ruach begins to rise up, nistalek imoy horuach delasato. The lower ruach rises up with it. Machmas shenisachtu ma'id ba'achdus gadol kanal. Because these two became locked together super tightly, so now when one of them tries to go up, it schleps the other one with it automatically, and this is how the tzaddik passes away. V'alkein hu davar gadol ma'id lihiyos b'shas histalkus ha-tzaddik. Therefore, it's a very, very, very great item to be present at the histalkus of a tzaddik. Afilu mi she'enoi talmidoi. Even for one who is not a talmid of a tzaddik, it's a very, very great thing to be present at the histalkus of a tzaddik. Because right before the tzaddik is nistalek, the ruach de la'ela comes down and becomes revealed. There is revealed in that place, at that time, a tremendous he'ora. Therefore, it's of tremendous benefit for any people who are present at that time, and it helps very, very much for arichas yamim. It's a tremendous segula for arichas yamim to be present at the time of the istalkus of a tzaddik, as is brought clearly in two psukim in Tehillim. As the Gemara says in Chagiga, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, the first pasuk says, ends off with the words, v'chi oid lometzach, you will live eternally. And the next pasuk begins with the words, ki yireh chachomim yomusu. If you will see chachomim, talmidei chachomim, pass away, you will be granted chayim nitzchigim, which means arichas yamim. That's the blessing that's gotten by a person who's present at the istalkus of a tzaddik. That's a regular person who's present at the istalkus of a tzaddik. Avola ha-talmidim magiyeh ha-ora gedoyla ma'oid oz b'yoser. But for the Talmidim, those who are mekusher to the tzaddik, they receive this he'ora gedoyla in a much, much greater sense. Kimach mas shehem kluyim b'hatzaddik, because they are hanging on to the tzaddik. They are dependent on the tzaddik. V'yoinkim mishoyresh echod, and they both draw from one shoyresh, because we had explained that a Rebbe with his Talmidim is like a tree. The trunk of the tree is the tzaddik emes. The branches are the Talmidim. Both the trunk of the tree and the branches are both drawing from the same set of roots, which means that the neshama of the tzaddik and the neshama of all of his mikuravim all draw from one sheirish. As Rabbeinu Zalat mentioned in the first paragraph, therefore, nimtza, shezeh hachiyus de la'ela hu chiyusam mamish. So it means that the ruach de la'ela of the tzaddik is also a part of these talmidim. In a sense, it's also the ruach de la'ela of these talmidim. V'nisachtim v'nischapkim gam kenim zeho ruach ba'achdus gadol. Therefore, any talmidim who are present at the istalkus of a tzaddik, their ruach also becomes merged with this ruach de la'ela. Ki hu rucham v'chiyusam mamish kanal. Because it is their ruach and their chiyus also. It belongs to them. And it's through this process, in the manner which we described it, that's how it's conceivable for a Talmud to achieve double the power of the Rebbe. Ki hatzadik shehigiyaz manoi lehipoter min ha'olam, the tzadik whose time has arrived to leave the world, nistalik al yidei ho'achtuz shenisachidim ho'ruach delayla kanal. This merging of the ruach delayla and ruach delasato is what causes his passing. Why? Because his time has come to go, period. Avol ha-talmidim she'adayin lo'higiyaz manon. But the talmidim who are standing around at the time, whose time has not yet arrived for leaving the world, azai adarabo nishar etzlam ha-ruach dela'elo le'goydel ha-achdus shenisached mo'idim ha-ruach dela'sato. You know what happens when the ruach dela'elo meets with their nefoshos? The part of the ruach dela'elo, whatever part is connected to them, remains on earth. It remains glued to their ruach dela'sato. Because once these two ruchais have met, it's impossible to separate them. That's an impossibility, number one. Impossibility number two is for these people to be nostalgic at that time. Why? Because their time hasn't come. So what happens is that their ruach delasato forces the ruach delaila to remain on earth with them. Nimtzo shehatzadik nistalik al yidei zeh, that the tzadik passes away through this process, al yidei shemoyshech imoy haruach de la'elos haruach de la'sato, by the upper ruach pulling with it the ruach de la'sato, whereas the ha'talmidim magia lahem pishnayim al yidei zeh. The talmidim receive a double he'ora through this, ki nishar etzlon b'chinas haruach de la'elos, because by them there remains this ruach de la'elo, kines achid ma'oid im haruach de la'sato, because it has met with the ruach de la'sato, they've become very much attached to each other, and therefore they can't leave at all, period. Therefore they're forced to remain together, and the talmidim, by being present at the istalkas of the tzadik, they receive this super he'ora. A consolation for the Talmidim who aren't zeicha to be present at the istalkas of a tzaddik is that one of the greatest, most unbelievable Rebbe Talmid relationships that ever existed was the relationship between the Ari HaKodesh and Reb Chaim Vital Zal. And Reb Chaim Vital Zal writes beferish that he wasn't zeicha to be present at the time. Not only that, the Ari Zal asked for him. The one who was in the room at the time, right before the istalkus of the Ari Zal, was Rabbi Yitzchak HaKayim, who was one of the Ari Zal's Talmidim. And the Ari Zal said, "Where is Reb Chaim? Why did he leave at a time like this?" And then the Reb Chaim Vital Zal writes that the Ari Zal turned to Rabbi Yitzchak and he told him, "Run out of the room fast, because my neshama is about to leave. You're a Kayim." He ran out, and he writes that just as he was exiting the room, he turned around and he saw Kaviyochel, the Ari Zal, being nostalgic, Beneshika. In a sense, he saw his lips forming in a type of Neshika, he saw his Neshama being taken out. And Rabbi Zal mentioned this item pertaining to himself, the fact that he wasn't Zeicha to be present at the Istalkus of Rav Kocha Leizal, he was in America. So he mentioned, if any person wants to bring proof that the fact that you weren't present at the Istalkus shows that you weren't the Talmud Mufak, in a sense, that's ridiculous to say, because we have the case of Reb Chaim Vital Zal, where there's certainly no question at all as to his closeness to the Ari Zal, and yet, for whatever reasons, it worked out in that manner, whereby Reb Chaim Vital Zal was not present at the moment of the Histalkus. Definitely, Reb Moshe Zal was present at the Histalkus of Reb Chaim Zal, as is brought near Meimel Anak, as is brought near the Sfarim.
The way
Reb
Chaim Zal explained first is that the Ruach Delayim can't take this world at all. So
exactly.
It comes down and it has to go back up.
Exactly. The answer is that, again, number one, bichlal, when it comes to Chochmah Soemes, everything is relative. You have to understand that on one hand, this is this way, and on the other hand, this is this way. So what happens is we have a paradox here. We have two impossible situations. We had a Ruach de Lasata of the Rebbe. We have the Ruach de Lasata of the Talmidim. Both are very much intertwined. Rabbi Nizal stated emphatically in the first paragraph that the tzaddik and his talmidim both draw from one sheirish. No question about that, okay? Now, the ruach de la'ela is forced to come down on earth. Why? Because the time has come for the tzaddik, the Rebbe, to be nostalgic. So the ruach de la'ela comes down on earth. Now, the second it comes down on earth and it sees the ruach de la'sato, they merge together, they become locked together tightly. The Ruach de la'sato, where is its natural place? On earth. It wants to stay on earth. The Ruach de la'ela, where is its natural place? In Shamayim. There's a battle that goes on. The battle goes on with relation to the Rebbe and with the relation to the Talmidim. The Ruach de la'sato of the Rebbe wants to stay on earth. There's no question about it. That's its place. The Ruach de la'sato of the Talmidim wants to stay on earth. The Ruach de la'ela of the Rebbe wants to leave. The Ruach de la'ela of the Talmidim wants to leave. What happens is, because it's the Rebbe's time to go, his time has come, in his case, the Ruach Dela'ila is given permission to win out. It's screaming, it wants to go up. In your case, between the two, a battle erupts, the Ruach Dela'ila wins. Because the time hasn't come for the Talmidim to leave, it's true, the Ruach Dela'ila can't stand it, but with all its complaints, it's tough. The Talmidim at that time, their time has not yet come to go, they stay on earth. The Ruach de la'ela stays, they're given this bonus of a pishnayim, which in a sense there's no, what, who, why should that Ruach de la'ela have to stay? Because ki yira chachamim yavusu. The Talmidim who was zeicha to be present at the istalkus, this is a bonus that they're given, that the Ruach de la'ela, whose nature it is not to want to be here at all, is forced to stay, they're given this pishnayim. Period.
Does this mean they have to be around the tzaddik, or they have to be in the same house?
It seems very, in other words, from the way Rebbe Zal discussed it, it means to be present with him at the time of the Histalkus, which would mean in one room even, in a sense. Okay, let's continue now. Now, and Rabbi Nizal is going to explain everything very clearly. Ach, kama bechinois yesh betalmidim. And this, obviously, anyone who wants to be a true breslov chosid, the minute they would see a paragraph like this, they would say, this is for me. I have to listen to every single letter that's going to be said here, because this is going to explain what I'm looking for. What's my goal in life? I want to be a Talmud. Rabbi Nizal is the Rebbe. Rebbe Zal was the Rebbe. However way you want to look at it, we are, any way you want to picture it, we're all Talmidim. That's the bottom line. Whether the Rebbe is the Rebbe, or the Rebbe is Rebbe Zal, or a Kohelei Zal, or whoever it is, we're Talmidim. That's the Untish Teshuva. And here Rabbi Nizal is going to discuss the concept of Talmud clearly. Ach kama bechinos yesh betalmidim. There are many levels, many categories within Talmidim. Umi shemekusher ma'oid b'hatzadik. Kemoi anofim be'ilon mamish. Those who are attached to the tzaddik, like branches to a tree, exactly, with that super tightness. Dahainu, meaning, how does a person know if that's the case? That his relationship with the tzaddik is like a solid branch of a tree connected to the trunk. Dahainu, shehu margish ba'atzmoi, kol aliyos ve'yeridos she'esh la'hatzadik. That he is capable of feeling within himself all the aliyos and yeridos of the tzaddik, afal pi she'enoi etzla tzaddik, even at a time when he's not standing by the tzaddik. He's at home, the tzaddik is in his house, and he's able to feel, anytime the tzaddik has an aliyah, he feels the aliyah. Anytime the tzaddik has a yerida, he feels the yerida. Rabbi Nizal says now, ki roi loi lahatalmid lahargish bi'atzmoi kol aliyos v'yeridos shel tzaddik. It is very proper for a true Talmud to be capable of feeling within himself all the aliyos and yeridos of a Talmud, of the Rebbe, im hu mekusher be'emes koroi, if he is really attached to the Rebbe, kemoi anofin be'ilon, as branches of a tree to the tree itself. Rabbi Nizal explains now, ki ho anofim margishim kol ho aliyos v'yeridos shesh lo ilon. The branches of a tree feel every single aliyah and yerida that takes place with a tree. V'alkein, therefore, bekayetz hin gedalim. If you'll study a tree, you'll observe that during the summer, the branches of a tree grow. V'yesh lahem chiyus, and they look alive, they look living. Ki ho ilon yoinek chiyusay misheroshay, because the trunk of the tree is drawing its chiyus from the roots. Al yedei hagidin shieshboy, through the different pipes that go from the roots of the tree to the trunk of the tree. Sheyoinek derek chshon chiyusay misheroshay. It's via those gidin that the trunk of the tree is drawing its chiyus. Dahainu shiyesh boi chalolim, the trunk of the tree has in it holes, pipelines, sheyoinek derech sham chiyusay, via which it draws its chiyus from the roots. Va'al yedei kein, and therefore, bechayref, during the winter time, shenis yabesh halach luchis, where the moisture dries up, the moisture within the tree dries up, v'niskavetz hachalolim, and the holes, these pipes, become constricted, they become dried out, and they close up. Al yidei ze niskavtzim gam kol ha'anofim. Therefore, the trees also, the branches also shrivel up. They become smaller. Umachmatze noiflim ho'alim oz. And that's why the leaves fall off the branches. The leaves fall off. V'chein lehepech bekayetz. And the opposite holds true during the summer months. What happens is during the summer months, these pipes open up, the flow of water goes very well, very smoothly to the trunk of the tree. It passes from the trunk along to the branches. The leaves begin to blossom forth very, very nicely. Umi shehu mekusher la tzadik, one who is attached to the tzadik, kemoikein, similarly, dahainu shehu margish kol ho aliyos v'yeridos shel tzadik, he also feels all the aliyos and yeridos of the tzadik, ki yesh kamo v'kamo b'chinois shel aliyos v'yeridos. There are many, many, many different categories of aliyos and yeridos. Ki yesh kama v'kama b'chinas histalkus. There are many, many different categories of histalkus. Ki yesh b'chinas histalkus hanefesh. There is the concept of histalkus hanefesh, where the nefesh is actually nostalgic. The person passes away. V'yesh histalkus hashem. There is a concept where the person's name passes away, meaning shehu gamkein bechinas histalkus. That's also a concept of passing away. Ki hashem hu hanefesh. The name of a person is the nefesh of the person. The whole chiyus of a person is contained within his name. How do we know it? Because where does all the chiyus of a being come to it? Via the malchus. We mentioned many times that the shefa always comes through the malchus, and the malchus distributes it to all the rest of the parts of the body. What is the malchus of a person? The name of the person. Vayas David Shem. David is Bechinas Malchus. The name of a person is the malchus of the person, because in the name is contained everything related to that person. If I want to have access to this person's car, I have to say, you, give me your car. I have to mention his name. If I want to have access to anything that belongs to that person, I say his name, and then I say, give me the item. I'm hooked up to him. So the malchus is the name. As we mentioned many times, if you recall, when we were discussing Pinchas recently in a shir, we said that, in last week's shir, we said that Pinchas had a double nefesh. How do we know it? It's marumas in the word Pinchas, because we know that where does nefesh come from? Nefesh is malchus. Vayhi odom lenefesh chayo leruach memalalo. Dibur is malchus. Aleph dalet nun yud sefosai tiftoch. Dibur is malchus. Pinchas had a double nefesh. This is seen because the word Pinchas is composed of two parts. Ches Samach is Begematria Chayim. The Chayim of this being came from Pei Nun. Pei Nun is Begematria twice Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the Malchus, the Mokar of the Nefesh. The Mokar of his Nefesh was double. He had a double Nefesh. He was Eliyahu, who inherited the Nefoshes of Nodav and Aviyu. This is why he had a double Nefesh. Twice Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So we see that Nefesh is an union of Malchus. There's a concept of histalkus of the actual Nefesh. There's also a concept of a histalkus of the name. Rabbi Nizal says, Sheze Bechinas Mesiras Nefesh Mamish. When a tzaddik loses his name, when his name is nostalgic in a sense, that's also a concept of histalkus, because it's a concept of Mesiras Nefesh. He's being Meiser Nefesh. Mamish, Ayin Shom, as is brought in Torah Reish Samach. Rabbi Nizal says, we discussed two concepts so far, the actual histalkus and the histalkus of the shame. We'll see soon. V'yesh histalkus midargo ledargo. There's also a concept of a tzaddik rising midargo ledargo, going up. Shehu gamkein b'chinas histalkus. That's also, in a sense, leaving. He's leaving his present level, going on to an upper level. V'yeish histalkus nagadargus, shehu gamkein b'chinas histalkus. V'hatalmid shemekusher kolkach. A Talmud who is so attached to the Rebbe. Shemargish bi'atzmoy kol ho'aliyos v'yeridos shel Rabbi, where he's capable of feeling within himself all the aliyos and yeridos of a Rebbe. Azai yochoy liskois l'pishnayim be'isa histalkus kanal. That Talmud could be zeichet to a 100% double power at the time of the histalkus of the Rebbe. Now this concept of a histalkus Hashem, Rabbi Nizal says that a tzaddik is meiser nefesh for his talmidim. A tzaddik literally dies for his talmidim. How does he die? By being a tzaddik, by trying to be mekarav nefashos, what happens is the sofan stands up against him with machlokes, causes people to insult him. When they insult him, they're mevaze him. What are they mevaze? They're mevaze his name. There's a histalkus of the name of the tzaddik at that time, meaning they insult his kavod. Insulting means insulting the kavod of a person. What is the kavod of the person? The malchus of the person. Vayas David Shem. What is the malchus of the person? The name of the person. This is why Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Torah Reish Samach. In other words, Rabbi Nizal there discusses the fact that when we discuss machlokes against the tzaddik, what do? They cause his name to be desecrated. In other words, that's what it is. They shame him. How? By shaming his name. That's the main thing. In other words, his name becomes blacklisted. It becomes destroyed. And that's also a concept of histalkus. Rabbi Nizal says any time that a tzaddik is receiving any type of bizoyah, of any type, or suffering any type of yerita, That's another type of bizayin, as Rabbeinu Sazal explains in Likutei Halachos. Any time that a person suffers a yerida in avodas Hashem, for example, his hispoidus becomes weaker or whatever, that's a bechina of bizayinus, shpichas damim. What's pshat? The person, it's not an outsider embarrassing in Kaviyachol, he becomes embarrassed by himself. He feels ashamed to himself. That's another bechina of shpichas damim bizayinus. If a person feels that, boishes ponim leganeidim. As we said, that the greatest doctor is the one who embarrasses a person. If a person can embarrass himself, if a person stands before Hashem in his spodibus with a feeling of boishes ponim, where he thinks for a minute, and he thinks about how ashamed he should feel based on his chesroinus navaida, a person can literally do this to himself. He can cause this concept of mesiras nefesh, where he insults himself to the point where he feels that his name is downtrodden. It's not, I'm a zero, I really see that I'm nothing, I'm bad, I'm terrible. And by doing that, he affects this tremendous tikkun of shvichas damim, bizyanis, which is the whole concept of tshuva, the whole side of tshuva.
What did Rabbi Sukumanda say about Boishas Ponim Ligan Eden and Az Ponim Ligan Eden? What he mentioned on Shabbos? What the Az Ponim going
to twist on it? He said Az Ponim is a higher level because he's on those Ganav to be the Sakin Shabbos.
All right, he was saying that the Noam Ali Melazal brings that by this item pertains to Tzadikim. By Tzadikim, Boishas Ponim, they are tzaddikim who are lemelech. They learn for themselves. They're capable of doing avodah for themselves, but they're not capable of going out and helping people. So a tzaddik like that is called a boishes ponim, meaning he's very reserved, very hidden, that type. Boishes ponim le gan eden. They take him when he's nostalgic and they sit him in gan eden and finish. That's the end of him. Az ponim, a tzaddik who is an az ponim. He's powerful. He has the azus to go to the rishoyim and speak to them and pour power into them. Legehenim, that's the type of tzaddik whom they send to Gehenim. To be mal and itzitzis of kiddusha there. And if you recall, we had a whole shiur where Rav Shimshon Ostropoyezal discussed this item in clear detail to explain the different chambers in Gehenim, how a tzaddik is led into both sets of chambers, and how he's capable of entering into there without being afraid, and how he's mal and Hashem is from there. Okay, let's continue. Now, just for a minute, what Rabbeinu Zal is saying here, we're not talking in Kabbalistic terms or anything here. Rabbeinu Zal is talking very straightforward. A Talmud and a Rebbe, this is the situation. If a Talmud knows that this is his relationship, he knows that he's a Talmud. He's 100% really a Talmud. And if a Talmud knows that this doesn't hold true by him, that he's not capable of feeling this type of his kashrus to the tzaddik, whereby any item that happened to the Rebbe, he felt it within himself. When the Rebbe suffered, he suffered. When the Rebbe had on Aliyah any type of simcha, whether it be at a time of Kiddusha, a yantiv, the Rebbe surely had a hargosha of Kiddusha on Aliyah, the Talmud was able to feel it in himself. A person should know that that shows a lack in his kashrus. Meaning, what's the purpose? What was the purpose of the whole Sefer Likutei Maran? Tefillah. The whole purpose of these terrorists was to know that this is what's necessary. This is what to be nesmal for. If a person wants to daven for his kashrus to Rabbeinu Zal, to the Nachal Neveh Mekor Chochma, or to Rebbe Zal, or to Rav Kochelei Zal, or to that whole Shalshelas HaZohav, this is what you're davening for. You're davening to be zeichet to such an attachment. We know that we believe Be'amuna Shleimo that Tzadikim which means that if there is a concept of Aliyah by a tzaddik on earth, then surely in heaven there exists this concept of Aliyahs and Yeridahs for tzaddikim. No question at all. If you recall, he once had a whole shiur, the Paprois L'Chachman Terech Chof Aleph brings that whole question. How is it possible for a tzaddik to rise midarag l'darag in Gan Eden if there's no Bechira, there's no Yetzahara? The answer is it's based on the Gemara, where the Gemara says that Losid Lovoy, Kol Tzaddik V'Tzaddik will be Nichve Mechuposoy Shel Chaveiroi. He'll see the tzaddik above him, and he'll be embarrassed at the fact that this one is above me, and that embarrassment, that boishes ponim l'gan Eden, that boishes ponim is what charges him up to the next level. And the tzaddik keeps rising higher and higher. Each time he looks to the madrega above him, he yearns to get to it. He feels ashamed and embarrassed by the fact that he doesn't have it. That shame is a bechina of histalkus hashem. In other words, that embarrassment causes him to feel like he died. He experiences a type of death. Death means the neshama goes up.
for his zeche to be margish each and every aliyah and yerida the Rebbe. And Rabbein Asal is telling you here factually that this could be the case, this should be the case. And we know that Rabbein Asal said in his study of this, Rabbein Asal said the more detail a person gets into, the more powerful the tefillah is. Which means that's why Rabbein Asal necessitated Rabbein Asal to explain these procedures in clear detail, so that when a person stands before Hashem in his study of this, the way to speak to Hashem is Hashem. I just learned in the Sefer of the Tzadik Emes, where he discusses the whole concept of the Histalkus of the Tzadik, and Rabbein Asal describes there that there is a Ruach Tala'ila, there is a Ruach Tala'asada, there's a concept of Talmid and Mekushet to a Rebbe, they both draw Chiyas from the same Sheirish, and that one who wants to be a real Talmud has to be Mekushet so tightly, whereby he's capable of feeling every single Aliyah and Yerida the Rebbe. Please let me be Zeichet to that type of Hiskashrus, where I'm Zeichet to be able to feel within myself every single Aliyah and Yerida the Tzadik. And we'll see in a minute how important that is. Rabbein Asal says, "V'zeh bechinais." This is what's meant when Eliyahu Hanavi said to Elisha Hanavi, "Im tire oisi lukach." If you will see me taken away, that's all that it should have said in the pasuk. If you will see me taken away, you'll know that you got your double power. That's not what it says. Im tire oisi lukach, dahinu shetire oisi lukach v'nestalik. You will see me taken away and rising up. Me'itcha, from you, you will see me rising up from within yourself. You'll be able to see my aliyah. Meaning, me'itcha daiko, dahainu she'me'itcha u'me'atzmecha targish ha'histalkus hanal. You'll be able to feel my histalkus from within yourself. Va'oz tizke le'pishnayim beis ha'histalkus hanal. Then you know that you're on the madrega of one who can actually receive total pishnayim at the time of the histalkus. Ki b'chol eis shel ha-histalkus me'ezeh b'china shehu, because at any time of histalkus, whatever level histalkus it is, azai hu b'chinas yeridas v'histalus ha-ruach de'le'ela b'chinas hanal, there exists this concept of the ruach de'le'ela coming down to a certain degree and being revealed on earth. It's understood that the degree to which this Ruach Dela'ilah is revealed is dependent on the degree of histalkus that's taking place at the time. And when the person is actually being physically nistalik, actually passing away completely, then the Ruach Dela'ilah comes down and is revealed completely, 100%. That's why it's understood that at that time you can benefit most. Yet, at every time there's any type of histalkus, it means there is a degree of a revelation of a Ruach Dela'ilah. Rabbein Asal says, therefore, v'zeh bechinas hakabolas penei rabbi. This is the concept of the importance of constantly going to see one's Rebbe. Shetzorech lehishtadel tomid lahagbol penei rabbi. A person has to see to it to always go to see his Rebbe. Ki pen v'ulai achshav hu eis bechinas shel bechinas histalkus. How do you know? Maybe at that time, it's a time of histalkus for the tzaddik. A tzaddik is constantly rising. For all you know, today, at any time you would walk in, that could be a bechina of histalkus for him. And how do you know that you might be able to receive at that time this tremendous ha'orah, this concept of pishnayim? And when a Talmud receives this pishnayim, what is this pishnayim most pertinent to? Azai efshir sheyispalel bekavona. This pishnayim is most pertinent to the union of tefillah. V'yase uvdois v'tzidkois yoser me'rabboi. And it's conceivable for the Talmud to be able to do greater uvdois, greater miracles, and greater tzidkus, to display a greater tzidkus than the Rebbe. However, v'hakoil al yedei b'chinois ruchoi shel rabboi. It's all coming through the Rebbe. B'chinas v'hino pishnayim beruchacho eloi. You should receive pishnayim within your ruach, Eloi, through me, Eliyahu Hanavi said. It's understood that the double is not coming from an outside place. It's traveling via me. Beruchacho daiko kanal, ki mi she'eni yedeasa,
period. Baruch HaChod Daiko. You'll receive it within your Ruach. You'll receive a doubling of your Ruach, but it has to be Eloi, through the Rebbe. Rav Enazal says, Umi she'en yodei azois, a person who doesn't know this whole item that we just explained, Ene yodea mahu iter yad, does not know what a lefty is, the concept of being a lefty, left-handed. Ki iter yad hu dovor chiddush. This concept of being left-handed is a very, very big chiddush. That's number one. Gam, also a person who doesn't know what we just explained, Eino yodea lohitzi mikeach el hapoyal, would not know how to bring something from theory into practice. A person wants to serve Hashem, he wants to have his Fodidus, he wants to do this, he wants to move Teretz Yisrael. He doesn't know how to bring the item into physical being, into practice. Why? Because he doesn't understand this whole item that we just discussed. How do you understand it? Rabbi Nizal is now going to present a clear, detailed, easy explanation in unbelievable detail as to the whole side of Iter Yad, the concept of a lefty, and the concept of bringing things mikoyach el hapoyach. All of that is going to be explained in the next paragraph. Exactly.
But then he only described this one relationship.
Exactly. Which means, that would obviously explain why Rebbe Zal told all of us that it's important to see Rebbe off at the airport and blah, blah, blah. Why? We are on such a low madrig, it's understood that none of us are on the level that's being described here. Here they're describing literally Yehoshua, they're describing Rav Nosson Zal, they're describing Talmidim who thought of their Rebbe 24 hours, every second they were dovuk to the Rebbe. But, and again, we're not talking in fancy terms here. We mean Talmidim who never did anything differently than their Rebbe wanted. If their Rebbe wanted them to have an hour of Hespedidus a day, if they had an hour of Hespedidus a day, that meant his Kashrus to the Rebbe. If a day went by without an hour of Hespedidus, it means a pigam in the Hiskashrus to the Rebbe. If the Rebbe wanted them to study Torah day and night, to have Tikkun HaBrit, in other words, that's all. However, which means that it's understood, each one draws on his own level. It's not only the one who's davuk that gets Pishnayim, he's the one who gets Pishnayim 100%. All the others, based on what type of Bechinas Talmud they are, that's how they receive the Pishnayim. Everything is relative, just like the branches on the tree. The ones who are closer to the trunk, in them you see the most change between summer and winter. The ones which are very far away, you don't notice that much change between summer and winter regarding them. They don't have much leaves on them in the summertime. They don't lose that many leaves in the wintertime. Whereas the ones which are right near the trunk, that's where you really see constant change. When there's an aliyah in summertime, you see them powerful, you see them living. When there's the yerida during wintertime, you see all their leaves falling off, you see tremendous change.
These Talmidim feel all these yeridas even when they're not near the tzaddik. In other words, they can receive the Pishnayim even when the tzaddik has it, whether they're there or not.
No, not true chas v'shalom. He's saying, in other words, that's why I want to make this clear. He's saying that we're talking about a Talmud who feels the aliyas and yeridas of the tzaddik when he's not there. That type of Talmud, if he's there at the time of his tzaddik, meaning, for example, Erav Nosson Zal, Rav Nosson Zal lived in Breslau. He wasn't near him 24 hours a day. He wasn't near him one day a week. There were times when he wasn't there for weeks. Yet, because he was so dovuk in the limudim that his Rebbe taught, because of the fact that he was, the only thing on his mind was his Rebbe and what his Rebbe taught him and everything, it's understood that any time Rav Nosson experienced an aliyah in Breslau, Rav Nosson Zal felt a change within his own city. In other words, we're saying this as fact, no question about it. A yontif came, the Talmud felt a hargosha of what the Rebbe felt. It's not that he felt his own thing. Any change in the Rebbe, he felt. He felt
even
within himself.
Because you're saying the same thing, that you feel the aliyah in
Shmuel. 1,000,000%. That's the whole site of making a kiddush at the time of Yortzeit and davening and mishnayis. Because we believe be'emunah shleimah that there are shinuyim in heaven, that it's not constant in heaven. By Hashem, kaviyochol, there's no shinuy ratzon. By the neshamos in heaven, they're undergoing constant changes. We believe be'emunah shleimah that every tzaddik in heaven, from one second to the next, he's on a different level. And certainly at the time of his yortzeit, he shifts gears completely. He goes into a different mode completely. That's why the yortzeit of the tzaddik Rebbe Zal stressed so much. Rabbeinu Zal's hilul, Rav Kocha Leib Zal's hilul, to be present in the kibbutz at that time, because that's a zman of histalkus, number one.
Number two, anytime we have a kibbutz of a minyan, the tzaddik is present there, physically. He's present, and he's being nostalgic. He's rising up to a different level. All those who are present at the eating and at the shir that takes place at the Yilula, they are margish this pishnayim. They receive a pishnayim. Rabbeinu Zal's Yilula is coming up soon, which is one of the greatest highlights for us. Those who are zeichet to have emunah mitzadeh b'dim kusha, we should be zeichet to renew our emunah, our kashrus, and to benefit, to have this type of closeness to the Rebbe, to be able to draw 100% pishnayim, to be able to bring about the Gula and Yeshua for the entire Klal Yisrael.
About lefties. Rebbe was a lefty originally?
Yeah. 100%. Rebbe Zalmu had to work with both hands. He started out as a lefty, and he taught himself he worked very hard to work for the righty. To be a righty.
He was ambidextrous?
Yeah. But he put on film like a righty. He did most things like a righty. Most things. 100%.
He said that he's very happy that his parents
exactly. Exactly. In other words, being right-handed is very beneficial.
Is that a suggestive thing?
Definitely. It's not suggested to kill anybody, to kill a child. It was to belt him in the face. But to try, Rebbe Zal
really?
Said to me, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, you should 100%. Try.
To try when your kids are young, to you feed them things, you put something in the hand, always put it in your right hand.
Oh,
100%. Not that they leave the left.
Develop on their own.
I don't know about
exactly.
Lefties.
100%.
You try to change it. Okay. I mean, lefties, they sort of tilt their
again, their parents are fast to show them and give their kids super crazy things that you don't do. It's definitely an important.